Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast for Friday, October 16th, 2009. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here to tell you about media happenings and toys. So, what do we have for you this week? Good question. Let's get started. Movies! The new box office draws for the week are Where the Wild Things Are, Law Abiding Citizen, and The Stepfather. In limited release are All the Best, Black Dynamite, The Ministers, The Maid, New York, I Love You, and actually quite a bit more. They're in such limited release, your area may not have them yet. Last week at the box office, Couples Retreat was number one with $34.3 million. Zombieland was $14.8 million. Number two, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs stayed at number three with $11.5 million, doing quite well. Paranormal Activity opened wider with $7.9 million. And the Toy Story 2 double feature, cranked in $7.8 million, which is nothing to sneeze at. In other show business news, Jon Favreau, director of Iron Man and Iron Man 2, confirmed he will not be directing the Avengers film. Not that this is huge news, but it's newsy. Saw 7 and Saw 8 are in the works. Saw 6 is coming out next week. Raise your hand if it's disembodied and you're surprised. Christopher Pine, otherwise known as Newkirk, is apparently up to play Jack Ryan in some upcoming movies. We shall see. This is it! The Michael Jackson documentary is having preposterously good ticket pre-sales, which are giving it the look of a top-grossing documentary this year, if not ever. 1,600 screens are already sold out, so say Reuters. The WWE announced they want to reduce the rating of their shows from TV-14 to TV-PG to appeal to a more family-friendly audience. Does this have anything to do with Mattel's new action figure license? Experts named Adam Paulus, speaking straight from their asses, think yes. Disney stores are getting a redesign by none other than Steve Jobs, Disney's largest shareholder. The Apple Store retail team is reported to be working on kid-friendly retail destination redesigns, and plans for the new look are going to be revealed to the public in May 2010. Neat! Read more about this in the New York Times with all the details, because that's where we stole this story from. Toy Story 3 casting news. Kristen Schaal of Flight of the Conchords and The Daily Show will be doing a new character. I think she'd make a pretty good and funny Barbie if they go that way. Slinky Dog is going to be voiced by Blake Clark, taking over for the late Jim Varney. Timothy Dalton is a hedgehog. Michael Keaton, Bonnie Hunt, Jeff Garlin, and Whoopi Goldberg are also in the movie, but I'm not sure doing what. Is anyone talking to Larry David? If not, why not? That's what I want to know. Toy news. Oh, we got a lot of toy news for you this week. Starting with Star Trek, the movie line for Playmates, series 2, 3/4 inch, no longer available at retailers. Playmates is making this series of 10 figures, not 7 plus 3 exclusives, which include all the parts to build the rest of the Enterprise Bridge, exclusive to Entertainment Earth, EE Distribution, and Diamond. So if you're wanting the Fencing Sulu, Enterprise, Chekhov, McCoy, Keenster, and other new entries, ask your favorite comic shop to order them from EE Distribution, or go online and order yours at your favorite store who carries them today. They are expected early next year. There are 10 new ones. They do not overlap with the previous series, so if you're looking to complete your set, this is how you're going to do it. Transformers on the Blu-ray for Revenge of the Fallen. There's a sneak peek of an unpainted sculpt of a leader-class Starscream. It's freaking huge. No word yet on release dates or pre-orders. A Nest battle pack of Bumblebee versus Soundwave, both redecorated and retooled, is coming out early next year. No pricing yet. New Scout Transformers for Revenge of the Fallen include Breakdown, Wide Load, and Sonar. Movie Legends. New releases are Wheelie, Soundwave, Power Armor Optimus Prime, and Blue Steel Sideswipe. Should be out in the next couple of months. New animated activators include Battlefield Bumblebee, Repaint, and Armor Up Optimus Prime, Repaint, inspired by Star Convoy. Target's exclusive white and gold Leo Prime, inspired by Leo Convoy, will be coming to stores any week now for $19.99. You can order it from Target.com right now. Star Wars. Hasbro announced new Galactic Heroes gift sets. A Y-Wing and 212th Battalion are both announced, but specific contents, names, and images have not. Funko's R2-D2 bobblehead has been finally fully revealed, and it is movie-based. It looks pretty good. Bionicle 2010 will feature a Legends line with some familiar faces in a smaller scale, including Tahu, Rakshi, Takanuva, and others. You can see them on your favorite LEGO fan sites. Marvel Comic Pack Series 3 was announced by Hasbro, including Reed and Ultron. I assume they mean Fantastic Four? I'm not sure. Hawkeye and Piledriver, Thor and Enchantress. New Superhero Squad toys include Iron Man and MODOK, Wolverine and Spiral, Captain America with Motorcycle. LEGO. Go to Flickr, look for Atlantis. You will see many high-res shots marked confidential, which is, I guess, how they announce things these days. They're due in around January. Ghostbusters, MattyCollector.com put up Race Dance in 6 and 12-inch sizes yesterday. They are $20 and $60, respectively. Matty Collector also put up He-Man, Teela, and 2002-inspired Zodak are $20 each. Cheech and Chong, NECA announced giant dolls, action figure reissues, flasks, and other licensed merchandise based on the comedy duo. Color us surprised. Check out entertainmenters.com for the full selection. Zoids, according to some Japanese toy blogs, Revoltech Zoids are in the works for earlier next year. I'll believe it when I see it, but I'm totally into the idea. New at Entertainment Earth. Free shipping is back. Yes, that's right. Free shipping. If you order $99 worth of stuff, it's in stock. You get free shipping. Also, don't forget to check out Entertainment Earth is making their very own very nice action figure stands in clear and gray plastic. These packs of stands include numerous stands redesigned to better fit your action figures. Star Wars, Marvel 3¾-inch, Playmates, Star Trek, many others. Check out the site today for Entertainment Earth stands, free shipping, and much more at entertainmentearth.com. Don't forget, order soon and get a free catalog. A new catalog is coming around the first week of November, so be sure to order something, get on the mailing list, and enjoy the holiday catalog. That's pretty much everything for this week. What else do we have? I was supposed to come up with notes for a post show, but I don't really have any. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth. Follow our blog, blog.entertainmentearth.com. Check out our website. Check out our Facebook page. Check out our MySpace page. We've got it all. We don't have a Tumblr blog. I don't know if we're going to do one. Do you want a Tumblr blog? You can let us know on Twitter or something. I don't know. Anyway, check us out. We've got almost 8,900 items on our website right now. We've been very busy in the last few weeks. And what else did I want to tell you about? I thought there was something new. We had a lot of For Real Friends and Little's Pet Shop if you need those for a gift this holiday season. Lots of comic books came in stock. Tons of new board game restock. Ouija boards. Watchmen Kubricks. It's just an extended ad at this point. Anyway, I should let you go. Check out the other episodes of our podcast. Have a great weekend, everybody. Catch a movie. There's a lot of good stuff this weekend. And for the next few weeks, I guess there's going to be all kinds of interesting things. Astro Boy next week. Let's see how that goes. Anyway, goodbye. Have a nice weekend. See you next time.